Future traders, what's better than trading your own money? Trading someone else's money, of course. Top Step Trader is an Inc. 5000 Chicago company with a 7-year record of providing capital to traders who successfully pass their simulated evaluation. Over 3,000 traders have already earned fully backed accounts from Top Step. Now you can tell your rich uncle to shove it and get the funding you need to pursue your passion in the financial markets. Visit TopStep.com and learn how you can earn a funded account today.
Life goes by quick. Never miss a moment. From a camera to capture their first steps or being able to afford that trip to a family wedding, you can trust that AmeriCash Loans is there to get you your money as soon as tomorrow. AmeriCash Loans offer secure installment loans up to $4,000. You can apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net or find our nearest location using our store locator. AmeriCash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Fall is here, which means the thoroughbreds are back. Feel the thunder opening weekend as real dirt racing returns October 10th with reduced admission, drink specials, and the thrill of live thoroughbred racing. Or get in on the action at their 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. Big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
It's no crime to love true crime. In fact, you're not alone with your fascination for murder and mayhem. That's why the Radio.com app has a wide range of true crime at your fingertips, like the popular podcasts Up and Vanished, The Clearing, Most Notorious, Southern Fried True Crime, and so much more. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. When it comes to true crime, Radio.com has it locked up. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Boomer Esiason.
You know, I always thought that Dan Marino has like a PhD in the NFL. Like, you put him on a football field, he just looks right, he feels right. It's his place of comfort. And it just looked different than everybody else. And I would say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes this generation. Peyton Manning was the same way. Like, they just feel so comfortable on the field, processing all of it under the high pressure, the psychological pressure, the anxiety, you know, sometimes makes players do stupid things on the field. I think Mitch is more than bright enough to be able to play at a very high level and to absorb an entire playbook. But it hits everybody at a different moment. You know, like, I'll never forget my rookie year. I thought I was the dumbest guy on the football field. I had no clue what the hell I was doing.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Nation B taxes and restrictions apply.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Honda CRV. Search ContinentalHonda.com for the Continental Difference.
Pete Futek.
Great, with a capital G, at the highest level of grace.
Publisher of College Football News.
What is it that makes our military superior? He was like, that's easy. We're the only football-playing nation in the world.
He hates your favorite team.
Rankings don't matter at the end because they're just going to put Alabama in the college football playoff anyway.
Pete Futek with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Got some games to talk about in college football as we assess the state of current college football. It's kind of hard to tell. There's that handful of really, really good teams. I don't know if anybody is going to break into it right now. Pete Futek joins us on the Al Pamati Ford hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from at Al Pamati Ford. Follow him at Pete Futek. He of College Football News. He and Nick Shepkowski do the College Football News podcast. Phew! How you doing, man?
I'm doing just great. How you guys been?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Looking for one of my favorite games each and every year is Oklahoma, Texas. I love the Red River, whatever they decide to call it this year.
It's impossible to actually say Red River rivalry without pausing big, and Red River shootout makes you a bad person. So it's apparently the showdown now.
Yeah. No, I'll mispronounce it and just slide my own mispronounced name in there somewhere. That's what I'm likely to do. I wonder, though, we asked this question. We've kind of been kicking this around. Do you have a comp for Jalen Hurts, including not just his college profile, but also a little bit of his NFL profile too, like what his draft stock might look like at this point?
Well, the NFL profile's now completely changed. I still am a pure believer in, I like the guys who are 6'5", 240 at quarterback. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, I know they're not, you know, and they're hurt or it's not in the league, but like Andrew Luck or Cam Newton, that's my quarterback. I don't like the short quarterbacks. I mean, Baker Mayfield right now, I mean, you know, when he's on, he's great. He's accurate. He's got the arm. He's also short.
Yeah.
You know, Kyler Murray, we still don't know yet if this works because he's short. Jalen Hurts is a little bit bigger. He's a little bit taller. He's very fast. Obviously, at the next level, speed is not going to help you too much a quarterback in terms of just taking off, because we know that running quarterback equals dead quarterback. But quarterbacks who were known more as runners in college have certainly made the transition. Lamar Jackson is certainly playing well. Jalen Hurts doesn't have Lamar Jackson's arm, but he has similar speed, maybe not that type of quickness. But the nature of the position has changed so much that if you're a really smart, great leader with the good, accurate arm who can move, yeah, there's a place for you in the NFL, and I'm sure Jalen Hurts is going to find somewhere. I don't know if he's going to be the number one overall pick, but no, there really is no necessary comp because he's not going to be that pure bomber and thrower. And what we don't know yet with Jalen Hurts, and we haven't really figured out with some of these other Oklahoma quarterbacks, is can you throw to a covered guy? And that's the main difference. And certainly Hurts can throw to the open guy on the move, but can he do the Aaron Rodgers thing and say, I don't care if you're double covered, I'm going to get you the ball anyway?
Let's start with the Big Ten game that is spotlighted. 10th ranked Penn State. They are 5-0. They're 2-0 in the conference. Number 17, Iowa, is 4-1 and 1-1, respectively. Where is Penn State relative to the genuine playoff contenders right now?
They're just on the outside because they haven't played anybody yet, but that's coming. That starts right now. And on the downside when it comes to Penn State and looking at them with the college football playoff world is that yeah, their best game is Pitt. Whoop-de-doo, they just beat Purdue. Okay, Purdue's beaten up. Maryland's not good. So they're not tested. On the plus side, they're about as tuned up as they're going to possibly be. They have a five-game run where, all right, you got the Kinks out. You got Sean Clifford in there, quarterback. You got all these young guys getting going. The defense is great. They're getting into the backfield on a regular basis. The offense is explosive. It's got the playmakers. And now we get to see. Iowa's a pretty good team. I know last week's game against Michigan was just god-awful ugly, but Nate Stanley's kind of a mid-range draftable quarterback who usually doesn't make mistakes until last week. It's Kirk Ferentz's team, the Lions are very good. It's on the road. Penn State has owned this series over the last several years. This is another one where we get to know now. If Penn State's good, you got to go into Iowa and win this because you still got to deal with Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and you got to go to Minnesota, who looks like they're pretty good, and that's coming up in a few weeks. So that's coming.
The Gators are ranked number 7. LSU is 5. That game is at LSU. Can Florida upset the title hopes, or playoff hopes, I should say, from LSU?
It doesn't necessarily upset their title hopes, because the crazy part about this is the loser of this game is still fine because they still have the big matzo ball ahead there that they got to win. So if you're LSU, you still got to play Auburn, but obviously it's the game against Alabama. You lose this game, but win out and beat Alabama, and you're just fine. Florida, same thing. They had to split those two games between Auburn and LSU because they got to beat Georgia. So they're playing with a little bit of house money now. So if they win this, it's great, but they still got to beat the Bulldogs going forward. Interesting game, because we got one of two things happens here. Either Joe Burrow and LSU go off, and they're going off against a team full of NFL guys. That secondary of Florida is the absolute truth. They're healthy again. They were great against Auburn. There's a great pass rush there. I mean, there's NFL talent on that side. And if they do what they've been doing, that's an absolute real deal, possible number one overall team. And the flip side of it, Florida might be coming in there and saying, all right, Joe Burrow, we're about to show that you're Joe Burrow. This has been cute and all, but you've also done this against a whole lot of nothing, including a Texas defense where it's just kind of been optional this year.
Oh, their tackling is non-existent.
It's crazy. I mean, there is a very specific, unique reason for that in terms of just Texas as a program as a whole, but that you're right. That secondary giving up over 300 yards per game.
What's the reason? Do they not recruit for it or coach it?
It's kind of a thing where, one, they recruit guys when they get the guys who are coming in as sophomores and juniors. They pretty much don't have to recruit because it's Texas. And then the flip side of it is they get guys with brains. They get guys who are, they don't have that just Neanderthal gene guy in general at Texas that you have at other spots. And for whatever reason, they just aren't teaching it well. It's the strangest thing. They couldn't do it under Charlie Strong, and they were starting to tackle just fine when Tom Herman first took over, but now that is a decimated group in terms of just depth and health, and they're just not hitting anybody, even though they've got the guys there who want to go to the next level. But whatever it is, Joe Burrow obviously made himself a Heisman candidate with that performance earlier. Now he gets to go against a real team that can really play some defense.
Notre Dame did what they had to against Bowling Green, 52-0. Ian Book was terrific. They'll get USC. They are not ranked, but still, I think, somewhat talented. If banged up in a couple of spots, do they offer any resistance to Notre Dame?
Enough to make it interesting, and that's kind of one of the overall themes, at least in the investment world this week, is how do you like all these big double-digit underdogs in these big games? And this is one of them that you can kind of look at USC and say, all right, they've got the offensive line, they've got the pass protection, they've got the NFL-caliber receivers, and now do you believe in this Keaton Slovis guy who's back from the concussion world that he was living in for the last couple weeks, and can you keep this guy upright and okay so he can get the ball out of his hands? Can the Notre Dame pass rush step up like it did against Virginia? There's a chance that Notre Dame's defense is just making that pivot and is just that good now that they've figured out how to get in the backfield. It's going to be a kind of a fascinating game because Notre Dame is good enough to just come out and blow the doors off of USC, but USC's getting a little bit better, and on the road they've not been great, but this is a good enough team with just enough good parts to make it not a total wipeout.
Talking with Pete Futek on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We do it every Friday to preview the weekend. We should mention that USC Notre Dame game is going to be aired live on radio.com, where you'll be able to hear all of Notre Dame football. The hell's going on with Clemson and these questions about Trevor Lawrence's shoulder? Is there an injury? Was it bruised? Was there an MRI? When you start to hear Dabo Swinney saying, there ain't nothing wrong with Trevor, and said, how dare anybody ask about what might or might not be going on, they're digging in awful hard. I don't trust anything they say.
Yeah, they're just this little old program down here. Maybe, you know, we'll catch a break or two, and maybe people will, you know, we'll just, hopefully we'll get our chance in here, and everyone will start to realize that we're okay.
But, how about this? If we did an MRI, we didn't, that ain't nobody's business. We do MRIs all the time. All the time.
God,
I can't stand
him. I hate
him.
That guy.
He's flipping a little bit. He's generally a good guy when it comes to just kind of talking and all that. But there is that kind of churchy side that's kicking in.
Kind of. That whole, he runs the thing like a ministry.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an issue going forward. And coaches are always going to be like that, when overprotective when it comes to their players. And so, we'll see. We'll see how he does this week if he starts flinging it around. He's actually throwing just fine. You can see him on the move. The NFL scouting world still loves him. When you see him, he can make those throws when he's running to his left and he's able to fire a dart. So the shoulder looks good enough to throw with. I don't think that's necessarily an excuse. And he's actually been okay. He just is throwing a couple of picks here and there. And Clemson's actually been okay. They've done this before. I mean, it keeps getting forgotten that, look, they lost to James Conner and Nathan Peterman in that Pitt team when Deshaun Watson was a quarterback. They've lost to Syracuse that ended up going 4-8. They've had their issues over the years, and they just had a blip against North Carolina. They've been great against everyone else. They'll be fine this week. I think they're going to come out and just roar against a Florida State team that I think is the one team left on the schedule that has the guys, the athletes, and the talent to at least hang with them. But 2 weeks off after that North Carolina game, I think Clemson comes out and hangs something big on the Seminoles.
Pete, I want to check in on the Big Ten West here, because I believe you had Minnesota as a team to win it season started.
Yeah, or at least get there, at least be close. I mean, look at that schedule. There's nothing there.
Well, that's the check-in here. They beat up on Illinois because they had to. But I watched a lot of that game against Purdue, and I think if Elijah Sindelar starts a quarterback for Purdue, that's a much bigger test and something that would have been even a bigger score than 38-31. They get Nebraska, they get Rutgers, they get Maryland, then they get Penn State. Has Minnesota checked boxes the way you expect them to against some bad opponents, or are there some questionable efforts in here?
I would love to see them actually have that offensive line work for an entire game. And they have been able to step that running game up when they've absolutely had to in late games against Fresno State and Georgia Southern, where it's like, all right, enough. We're the Big Ten team, and we're about to use this running game. They've got a great deep backfield of really good veteran players. They've got NFL talent at receiver. Tanner Morgan has been able to come up with some ridiculously good games because they're able to bomb away deep, and their defense has been just good enough, and yet they still seem like they're missing something. They had one good half against Illinois, and they're just making things way too hard on themselves. We'll see. This is the game. If Minnesota's the real deal, you got to take down this awful Nebraska team. It's just an okay team. It's not great. The offense is good enough, but it can be held in check. The pieces are all there for Minnesota to do this, and the X factor is it's going to be, you know, Minneapolis is going to go Minneapolis on Saturday night with, it's supposed to be 33 degrees and raining and snowing and snaining and just all the
snowing and snaining, all of it.
Snowing and snaining, just the, you know, the combination and things. It's the worst type of football weather to sit through, and apparently that's what it's supposed to be on Saturday night. So we'll see if that's an X factor at all of these two teams.
All right, lastly and real quick, does Texas A&M pose any issue whatsoever for number one Alabama?
The only thing they do is they slow it down to a four corners offense, which kind of takes the tempo away from both sides. Texas A&M hasn't been able to get into a rhythm at all this year. The only way this becomes interesting is they muck it up, slow it down, and maybe they hold the ball for like 40 minutes and they still only lose by 55 to this performance art Alabama team.
Phew, thank you.
Later, guys.
Pete Futek It is brought to you at the top of the hour by the Chicago Wolves. Fan four packs are a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, one large popcorn, and one low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. They are winners. They are the Wolves. Just to let you know, we're going to be here overtime.
That's
this
right.
This is going to be the Lawrence Holmes show is going to be the Bernstein and McKnight show filling in until 2 o'clock today. So settle in. We got a lot to come. We've got Sahadev Sharma at noon.
That's right.
And at 1 o'clock, we're going to do Friday Fung.
I love Friday Fung.
And man, the emails are awesome. It's called Please Don't Be My Neighbor, and it's going to be your horror stories, your difficulties, your troubles, trials and travails with difficult and or creepy neighbors.
Friday Fung coming up at 1, Sahadev Sharma at noon. But when we come back, some interesting stuff in last night's Patriots-Giants game. Not so much in the game, although Daniel Jones was kind of back and forth making good throws and some bad throws. But before the game and at the half, Rob Gronkowski made an appearance, and Gronked just left and right into every camera he could find. We think you'll find it entertaining if you missed it. It's Bernstein McKnight on The Score.
The Score is your home for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Join your host, Josh Liss, along with our team of marathon experts Sunday morning, starting at 7 a.m. to hear the world's elite athletes compete to be the fastest through 26.2 miles of Chicago's neighborhoods. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon live broadcast exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This is Mark Melusis with a CBS Sports Minute. We get what we all wanted to see in the American League Championship Series as the Yankees and Astros will get it going on Saturday night down in Houston. The two best teams in the American League in the regular season will square off in a rematch of their 2017 playoff series, which went the Astros' way as Houston won the World Championship that year. The dominance of the Houston starters against the dominance of the Yankees bullpen. There's a storyline. Both lineups dotted with star power up and down the lineup. It will be a good one, and I think the Yankees have shown their resiliency in the regular season, dealing with all those injuries that set them up for a championship run this year. They hit a lot of home runs, but are not reliant on the home run to score with the likes of DJ LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres in the lineup. Can their starters hold their own against the likes of Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, and Zach Greinke? If they do, I do not see the Yankees getting denied an American League pennant. I'm Mark Melusis.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
5% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you need windows, don't screw this up. Make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different because they're in charge of everything from jump. They make the windows. They install their own products. He doesn't use any subcontracted labor. It's always his guys. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I have my windows done, and I'm thrilled. The product is way better than what the original builder put in there, and the process was so easy, and Russ was with me the whole time. And really, I mean, emailing and asking, is everything okay? Are they there yet? Is everything clean? They should be done in 40 minutes. They should be fine. And really, just like, Russ, it's all good. It's fine. And then it followed up afterward. Is everything okay? Are there any problems? You need me to check anything? And it's like having a personal guy there doing your windows for you, because that's kind of the way Russ does his business. You'll be happy. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some. Tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 total savings on the Tucson. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends October 31st. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Globe, big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today. This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. The Score serves the Northeast Illinois EAS.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go, admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you can save up to 35% on appliance special buys, like a Frigidaire refrigerator for just $648, regularly $899. It has humidity-controlled drawers to keep your food fresher and flexible storage options to keep your options open, even when the doors aren't. Today's the day for doing and saving on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through October 16th.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
73-1680 or visit reputationdefender.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Yo soy fiesta.
Of course he can speak Spanish.
Yes, of course he can. No
he
problem.
He says, I am party. And it's not a star. It is ser, which means he is party. He isn't just temporarily. It is a characteristic. Mm-hmm. It is not just a temporary condition.
Yeah. Nor is he called party, which would be me llamo fiesta.
No. He is by his essence. Mm-hmm. It's one of the truest things he's ever said. It's not estoy fiesta. It's yo soy. I am in my nature, in my essence. I am a party.
So I had one of those nights. It wasn't so much a party at the household, but I did have one of those nights where I sort of felt like that ale when I was watching three things at once. I've got the Jay and I both subscribe, right? You still subscribe, Jay, to PlayStation View, right? That's how you take in your television at nights.
That's it.
And on weekends, I guess. So you can do the thing where you've got the split view, right? So on the main screen, I've got the Giants Patriots game. And on the mini screen, I've got the Blackhawks game, which play defense. My God. Just a little bit would be fine. And then on the third screen, I got the playoff game, right? And then you can toggle back and forth and swap things in and out and stuff. You only get the audio from one channel. But as I'm going through, I flop over to the baseball game. And on the mini screen is halftime of the Giants-Patriots game. And I realize that they're on their, you know, little field in New York. They've got all the former, it's Strahan and it's Tony Gonzalez and Bradshaw, right? Bradshaw, I think he's the other guy. And then Rob Gronkowski is there on my screen talking. And I look at it and I go, Gronk, what? I don't want to. I'll just keep watching baseball. I don't want to. Okay, I'll watch.
Come on.
Okay, I'll watch Gronk. All right, fine. I'll watch a little Gronk. He had some nonsense to tell you. He had some NFL breakdown to tell you, and Tony has clipped the best of Gronk from last night's effort.
You know, once in a while in the locker room, Tom had to put his foot down on me, you know, control me a little bit, yell at me, get that scream going. But let me tell you something about Julian. First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel. He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut. Just like he gets a first down. Just like he gets the touchdown. Just like he'll give you a catch when you need it.
Yeah. What? Out. 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 WWF. I'm ready to play. Smackdown. Put us in, coach.
Sounds like a hype man at a.
He was.
At
he
a
was.
Joust.
That's essentially how he
Sir
operated.
Ulrich of Liechtenstein, right?
Betting left and right. Yeah, I thought he was, you know, that's somewhat interesting, I guess. It's Gronk being Gronk.
He calls himself a squirrel because
he calls himself the squirrel.
The squirrel.
He is the squirrel.
He is Fiesta. Edelman is the squirrel.
That's like his superhero origin story.
Well, Squirrel Girl is a superhero. She
really?
Cannot. Yeah, she's a Marvel superhero who cannot be defeated and also is a squirrel.
What?
I don't know. It's weird. There's like some what if issues where Squirrel Girl beats Thanos or something like that. It's weird. It's very strange. It's enjoyable. A lot like Gronk. It's very weird. It's very strange. But I suppose it's kind of enjoyable.
This segment's brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. In the bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Kevin, get out of here.
Stop.
What are you doing?
Why is he still here?
Why are you wandering around? Seriously, what's going on? All these randos are wandering around.
Whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
That's Kevin.
Are they like, is there a meeting or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. It's a marathon meeting, right? We're doing
marathon.
Yeah, we get to broadcast
meeting.
The marathon.
I know we do. I didn't know why all these people were here.
No, remember the other day we were in our office getting ready for things, and Josh Liss and Mitch Rosen are talking things over, and
they get very serious.
Man, Josh is really good at doing that race.
Well, he's done it for a while.
He's done it for a long time. That is it's fun.
Yeah, he's part of the serious newsroom over there. I get scared of
serious.
They're all everybody's. It's like the news people there. Kind of quiet, but it's a radio thing, so they can't.
And then there's
quiet.
Joe Bartosz, who's working with a hoodie and a hood up the entire time, just kind of glancing.
Yeah, I gotta go have my the grab ass editing meeting with Cody, and I can't do it now instead of the producer's office.
It's much less grabby.
Cody's in the newsroom now, and I feel like I can't like talk to him the same way because all the serious news people are there listening.
Well, that's the thing. You mean those meetings used to start by you asking Cody, "What the hell am I writing?"
Yeah,
and now that you have to like actually pitch him, you actually have to have like a thesis and a thing
it's
to
like
sit down
formalized
way
and
too
in a
much
binder and with a cover sheet.
It's sports, for God's sake. There really aren't thoughts behind any of this.
Join Northwestern basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com.
Speaking of no thoughts, can I read you something that just got tweeted?
Oh, yeah.
This is hashtag no thoughts. 17 minutes ago, Bob Nightingale tweeted this. Bob covers baseball for USA Today, and I have no reason to believe that there's anything untrue about this, but it will make you laugh, I promise. Friends close to Curt Schilling say he would love to get back into the game. and has significant interest in interviewing for the Phillies managerial opening. And, sorry, I almost did it. And or the Red Sox pitching coach job.
All right.
Okay.
First question, what's with the Nazi memes?
Who are the friends close to Kurt Schilling?
Right. Who are the people?
How did Bob find them?
Wow.
That's 18 minutes ago, my man. That happened.
Yes,
it happened.
That's Kurt Schilling saying, you know,
he is out there.
Man, now that I've been mostly deplatformed, I need a job.
If you wanted to change the culture in the Cubs clubhouse, Kurt Schilling would change it.
Yes, it would.
That would be radically different.
This segment's brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives their total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, to apply, or to schedule a visit.
Speaking of the managerial stuff, we were talking about the David Ross interview yesterday, you know, Theo and Jed, and he all got Starbucks, and they sat down and whatnot. And something popped into my head about something Joe Maddon said on his way out about managing bullpens, and nobody ever really knows what's going on inside of a bullpen. The fact that I believe bullpen management to be, if not the top most difficult thing for a manager to do in today's game, then it's the second. And where David Ross may fit into all this stuff. And I mean this from a standpoint of Ross would be the latest in a line of managers hired without any managerial experience, if he is hired, without any managerial experience, a very high Q rating, some exposure, if not a lot of exposure, to a groundbreaking, forward-thinking front office, right? I'm trying to wrap not that Gabe Kapler succeeded with the Phillies, but he's been fired. He was hired, though, and that matters. And when Gabe was working in his role as, you know, liaison between front office and players with the Dodgers, many people thought he should get a manager job somewhere and absolutely deserved it, right? I mean, he was up there Q rating wise as high as anybody else.
Yeah, he was one. When you looked at the chapter that Lindbergh and Sawchuk wrote in the MVP machine, conduits, they
yes.
said there was a whole class of former players whose job it was to bridge the gap between the new ways of looking at the game and the way players had come up. Their whole job was to get people used to this being the way we do business because they're hearing it from a former player close enough to them in age.
We talked to Sam Fold last season at one point. He's one of those guys. I talked with Gabe Kapler on a show a while ago. He was one of those guys. Bannister, too. Yeah, good point. Ross hasn't been, I don't think, exactly that, but he's got, you know, a lot of those check marks as far as his reputation goes. Mark Carrig wrote this piece a little bit, kind of revisiting the Aaron Boone hire and his success. Obviously, Boone has won a whole lot of baseball games. And if you remember correctly, in his first year in the playoffs, got a whole bunch of flack for mismanaging the Yankees bullpen. Or, more accurately stated, leaving his starters in too long and not going to the pen. So Carrig wrote this up, and Brian Cashman, the Yankees general manager, is quoted in it. Certainly, Boone got pounded for his bullpen usage. No doubt about it. But he took the pounding because he didn't want to hurt Zach Britton's free agency. If he signed elsewhere, he didn't want to publicly say it. What's it? Britton had been managing a hamstring injury leading up to, I think he got put on the DL for it a little while, up to and into the playoffs. So that puts the Yankees one leg technically down, but one arm down out of that bullpen, an elite one at that. And Britton eventually ends up re-signing with the Yankees. And I just think it's interesting that you've got a guy in Boone who took one on his reputation in his rookie year as a manager for, I don't know, Zach Britton, for the Yankees, for the rest of the team. He sat there with it. And it was Brian Cashman, his general manager, who let you know that, we had some other stuff going on. And Boone did the right thing. So covering up just a little bit and making sure that Britton's got a chance when the offseason comes around and making sure that this whole system works out some. And I think the reason I bring it up is because when over and over again you hear this kind of conversation about this next manager, whomever it is, being just tied to the front office and just a puppet or whatever, think about how that works, how that settles a clubhouse probably some, how that, whatever that togetherness is, or a sense of unity somehow, that actually helps from that standpoint. If you've got a constant line of communication, you've got one thing or the other. You don't have the old school manager looking back and going, listen, you know, I didn't have Britton, and these guys wouldn't give me anybody better to throw, so I got to stick with
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. You don't have that guy doing that. So I pointed out as a potential benefit to having to keep continuing to follow, I guess, that line of managerial hires as opposed to your more older school version of a manager, a guy who's going to be just an emperor in his own clubhouse.
It takes that out of it. And the question is, when Joe Girardi says he gets that, he understands that, it's not the type of guy he has to be anymore, no matter what David Sampson or anybody else says about mm-hmm. him, do you believe him? Yeah. Or do people, even if they intend to do that, would somebody like Girardi default to territorialism? Would he default to it being my clubhouse, my lineup, the whole thing? And I don't know what was said, how frankly that was asked in that interview. But if you knew that Girardi would be perfectly happy to go along with instituting what his bosses want while still bringing the gravitas of his experience and age and resume with him, it would be ideal. I don't know that I could hire him trusting that he could overcome his nature.
I certainly know that regardless of who the Cubs hire, and I've said this since the moment they let Joe Maddon walk away and go off into the LA sunset, they have to get that manager better pitchers. They have to get them more pitchers and better pitchers. Because
throw harder.
You have to. And it is so much more important, at least to me, the evolution of the Cubs, the next page in this great chapter of Cubs history, the most important thing on that page isn't necessarily who the manager is going to be. It's how the front office adapts. It's how it changes its own evaluation of players, its own acquisition of talent, and its, you know, usage of those arms, you know, late in games. That matters so much more to me than necessarily which guy is pressing the buttons and calling down to the pen and doing all this kind of stuff, because the providing that option, those options, hopefully many, many options, that kind of obliterates who are you going to and which situation you're going to. You got to take that off the guy's plate just a little bit by giving him more talent.
When we come back, you have another chance to win $1,000 in cash to go into your weekend with a grand in your pocket with a lucky text keyword that will be unveiled momentarily. Bernstein and McKnight until 2 today on The Score.
After the Bears game and after the Bears post-game show, don't miss the Bears post-post-game show with two ex-NFLers, Olin Krutz and Anthony Herron, with the most in-depth game breakdown anywhere.
They don't have one of those old, big jughead tight ends that are just basically another offensive tackle. They don't have a guy like that on their roster.
Bears post-post with Olin Krutz and Anthony Herron, only on...
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road.
Hands held, elbows interlocked.
Steady. And they're across.
It's on the board.
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
When I wanted to get a loan, I asked my friend who worked with AmeriCash Loans.
I told her that with loans up to $4,000 and same-day funding, I was happy to recommend them. Plus, with their Refer a Friend program, I'll get $100 and my friend will get $50. Apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net or call 888-907-4227. 888-907-4227.
AmeriCash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
Experiences driving with Uber may vary.
Looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg. How'd you like to win a free rent payment like Katie Salerno of Arlington Heights did? Well, then you need to enter Team Hochberg's free rent payment sweepstakes. If you rent in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, or Iowa, Team Hochberg wants to pay your rent. I'm not kidding. Team Hochberg wants to pay your rent. Entry is free, but you can't win Team Hochberg's free rent payment sweepstakes like Katie Salerno did if you don't register at 56davidwinrent.com. What are you waiting for? Register to win a free rent payment at 56davidwinrent.com. If you want to work with a lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, like paying your next rent payment, Call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help or pay your rent if you don't register at 56davidwinrent.com. Homeside Financial.
Future traders, what's better than trading your own money? Trading someone else's money, of course. Top Step Trader is an Inc. 5000 Chicago company with a 7-year record of providing capital to traders who successfully pass their simulated evaluation. Over 3,000 traders have already earned fully backed accounts from Top Step. Now you can tell your rich uncle to shove it and get the funding you need to pursue your passion in the financial markets. Visit TopStep.com and learn how you can earn a funded account today.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You need to replace your home's old fire safety equipment every 10 years. In other words, toss it 10, then start again. And the best place to start? The Home Depot. Pick up the latest fire extinguishers and smoke alarms from Kidde. The alarms come with lithium-ion batteries that'll last for 10 years. Exactly the right time to start again. Today's the day for doing and saving on Kidde fire safety equipment. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. How did you evaluate your first season in terms of areas where you feel like you can improve year 1 to year 2?
Sure, it's a good question. First of all, I'm really proud of our coaches from last year coming in and really trusting really in me and Ryan and the relationship that we formed to build this culture. That's the very first thing we wanted to do is we said, listen, we gotta build this culture from the ground up. How do you do that? Well, you do that with bringing in good people that fit our identity that we wanted to have. So we did that in the offseason last year. We got to the season. We started out, you know, we had a tough loss against the Packers. What a fun way to start your career, you know, in Lambeau with the lead and ended up losing to Aaron Rodgers like that. And that's crushing, but we learned from it. That made us a better team the rest of the year.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
Are you bending your knees or are you on your knees?
No, I'm trying to decide
whether I like you short.
It doesn't work.
At noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
70,000 human beings agreed that Tyler Bray should quarterback the Chicago Bears.
Hey, man, folks were in their feelings yesterday and they
folks
were like...
Folks are in their stupid.
At 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Lawrence, I heard you say you didn't want to dismiss out of hand the travel situation.
Yeah, I don't want to summarily dismiss it.
We have data on this.
There's not enough.
And right before 6, when Mack and Parkins hand things over to Joe O.
When Alex Brown comes on TV, I heard you talking about that. Okay, just go ahead and say, I wanted Orton.
We couldn't crap on our quarterback, so now we'll crap on this quarterback who's playing poorly.
Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
36 and 42 month lease, $39.95 down plus tax, title, license, and dock fee.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Get your texting fingers or thumbs ready. I don't know if you're a double thumb or a finger tap, whatever you might be, but whatever I do, my kids make fun of me. You text so slow.
Yeah, you're kind of a hunt and peck guy.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Big a hurry, I guess. Yeah, my kids are faster at it. It is time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is event. Text event to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is event to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Do not text and drive, please. Message and data rates may apply. I had somebody in front of me on the Eisenhower yesterday. I was heading out to Johnny's West.
Yeah.
And this person was literally on her phone on the high. I mean, like, looked like not even making, like, looking down at her phone, kind of just like on the tapping the brakes, tapping the brakes. And I do the exasperated swing around. You know, kind of, I had
you
a
literally hear stepped, your car sigh as you pulled around.
Yeah, I did the exasperated swing around and I looked down and she is looking at her lap, at her phone, holding her phone, driving. Well, on the expressway looking down.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere.
The worst
Stop
thing I've ever
doing
seen.
Doing that.
I was going down for, to a White Sox game while I was working down there. And I'm going to get off, you know, at 35th. And there's this van, a minivan in the right hand lane. And I'm in the lane next to it, just trying to, and she's being very erratic with her speeds. You know, I couldn't, so I'm trying to get up front, you know, I end up passing her to get in front of her to get off of 35th. And I realize that in this minivan are like seven children. Mm-hmm. She's driving. She has a phone, you know, in her shoulder and ear thing on the phone there. Yeah. And has, I kid you not, a second phone in her left hand and is texting.
All right.
I don't know how do you manage?
Those better not be other people's kids.
I can't imagine that they were.
Better be all your
kids. They were all on their own phones too.
Yeah, but if you're driving that way with other people's kids in the car, it's bad enough with your own kids, but that would be it's
terrifying.
It's amazing. And by the way, whoever is doing IDOT's messaging on the boards that usually
like
the travel
slow
times.
Down, save lives kind of thing.
I noticed something several days ago. It was Mean Girls Day.
It's October 3rd. Yeah,
and there was something like not texting and driving would be so fetch.
Oh, stop trying to make fetch happen.
Right, and I was like, wait a second, that's on an IDOT board. Like it used to be stepping out to say, "Go White Sox, beat the Astros."
Remember, that's the big moment for Caddy Heron. Is he turns around? Aaron, I think, turns around and asks what day it is, and she goes, "It's October 3rd." Or is that for 5th? I can't remember. Either day. It's a great movie.
I've only seen it the once.
It's terrific. It's good. Absolutely terrific. Oh, speaking of texting and the kids, your boy has the picks in for our confidence picks this week.
He does?
Yeah, okay. They're in. I haven't made all five of mine yet. I'm going to by the end of the show because we do picks on the show. We can't get Dan to commit to picking a game, but we got Jason in. Jay, have you made your picks yet? And does... I assume Rick has his in or will email them at some point.
I have made my picks, and Rick said he made his, but I don't know if I took him down.
So one of the things that I'm really excited about this week in our confidence picks.
Pick my games.
I'm trying to pick.
I like the fact that you're trolling him, too, that there are donuts in here and he's not here today.
That's fantastic.
Of course.
He's legit upset.
I know he is.
Well, wait until we get some Taco Bell up in here. One of the things that I needed in our confidence picks all year long was
confidence.
The Washington Miami game.
Okay, here we go. Weekend.
Both teams are terrible
and tanking.
Neither have won games. Yeah, but one of them's trying to, and one of them's not.
Well,
Miami. Well, listen, they didn't fire Jay Gruden. They stuck with Case Keenum for whatever reason. Dwayne Haskins is now not gonna. He's terrible. What if? Because I'm kind of weirdly on board with this idea of tanking in the NFL.
Okay.
Only for a season and only to make sure you get a quarterback. If I'm Miami, I'm looking for places to ship Josh Rosen, to be quite honest with you. Let's just do it all if you're going to do it. The hardest part is sticking with it. The hardest part is dragging your fans through all of this nonsense and letting them know that this is what it is, and you grab a whole bunch of draft picks and see what happens when later on. It worked for the Browns over some time. Granted, not having any picks in that offensive line or having it devoid of talent is really difficult for you. And there's a question about Baker Mayfield, to be sure, but you got to go get that quarterback in order to make this thing work.
Right.
What if Washington is so bad and so poorly mismanaged from the top all the way down?
Well, they're very well mismanaged.
That they ruin Miami's chances of going 0-16. This game, it's on our pick list. I think I'm putting 10 points on it. This game is it's awful. It's so awful I can't look away.
I think my kid picked Miami.
Did he?
I think so.
I think I am too. I think I have to pick they're a better team.
However,
he did pick Miami, by the way. Okay. Jason did.
And in the middle of math class. Better football. Yeah, that kid is dedicated. I appreciate it.
Well, I don't know if he's carrying an A in math, so I'm going to start. I may pull him off of this thing if the grade starts to slip. That math is hard.
Is it the different stuff? Is it the math they changed?
Oh my God, it's hard.
Did they change? Are you helping him with the math yet?
I can't.
Yeah, that's the.
It's not. They changed the way everything. It's all disciplines at the same time, and it's all problem solving based, like big lifts of. And there's no one right way to get it right. As long as you support what you've done mathematically, like forget it. I mean,
good God,
I almost threw up when the teacher was talking to parents tonight. I almost threw up.
I'm not doing any of this. I can't.
No, I was getting the feelings again. Like my
oh yeah, you get
I was
that.
Getting, I was getting the high school thing. I told my wife, I said, I got to get out of here.
If a train leaves Grand Rapids heading for Muskegon, packed with opiates at this miles per hour.
No, my heart rate went up. I was getting all the same butterflies. Really? I was getting the awful high school anxiety where it's like your life is ruined if you get a B and everything. I mean, it's just like the whole thing. It was, ugh.
I don't think I have many of the old high school. I still have the one where you're at a combination lock. And you don't know the combination lock?
Once a month. Once a month, some version of the anxiety dream. It just, there's a million different versions. It always happens. But, what I said to him was, there's still the new coach bump that could outweigh everything. Sometimes that you fire a guy, you hear a new voice, you get a brief spasm of attention. That's enough to make a difference in game planning. And Bill Callahan is no coaching genius, but just the fact that he's not Jay Gruden, that you get the shock to the system.
They're going
to
run 18 holy crap,
yeah, we're so bad we just got the coach fired, that sometimes you get a little hiccup in there.
I mean, I get that, but the quarterback's name is Colt McCoy.
That man's name is Colt McCoy.
And then Case Key, and then Dwayne Hat. You know, how?
That man's name is Horace Hatfield.
Nice. The segment is brought to you by Amazon. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $16 an hour. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field this fall when the Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. You ready for some baseball talk?
I'm so ready for some baseball
talk. I am too.
Talk.
I think we need one of the smartest people who writes baseball in this city who covers the Cubs. Sahadev Sharma, our friend, will join us next for the latest on the Cubs managerial search and more. Who's the director of hitting? Who's the director of pitching? How much say might the new manager have in some of that? We're going to find out all the answers next on The Score.
For all station content.
Many coming off lease right now.
Log on.
DriveChicago.com.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern Lace.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go. Admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Office Depot Office Max is your number one destination for HP Ink. Shop our huge selection of original HP Ink. And now, through October 12th, buy one, get one 30% off all HP Ink at your neighborhood Office Depot Office Max store and at OfficeDepot.com. Order your ink online and we'll ship it out to you for free. So let the ink flow and get ready to print your heart out. Offer excludes economy and page-wide ink. Expires October 12th.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you can save up to 35% on appliance special buys, like a large capacity Whirlpool washer-dryer pair for just $4.98 each. regularly $7.49 each, with adaptive wash technology to keep clothes fresher, and a price that won't even wrinkle your budget. Today's the day for doing and saving on appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through October 16th.
Use promo code LIFELOCK. That's LIFELOCK for an extra 10% off.
With the first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select SupplyHouse.com. With next-day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, SupplyHouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. SupplyHouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com sports.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your